With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As we wait to see what happens as the Senate considers the House-passed stopgap measure to avert an October 1st government shutdown and possible U.S. credit default, the ag community is watching closely. That's because, according to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, it includes important reforms for immigration and ag labor.
In the reconciliation package, which is a huge document, but in that there is language that provides legal documentation status for Dreamers, for the temporary protected status individuals, and for farm workers.
That, Newhouse says, may be fine for Dreamers and TPS individuals, but
my concern is by granting this legal status, just carte blanche across the board, that doesn't really fix the problem. We're going to turn around in another very short period of time, and agriculture is still going to find itself without a legal workforce.
Newhouse says that's because we've been here before.
This is exactly what happened in 1986. It kicks the can down the road, and I hate to use that worn-out euphemism, but it really does. It does not address the root causes of what's going on and what the problems are with our antiquated immigration system.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Ag Labor Reforms Package and what Newhouse calls this kitchen sink legislation. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.